The name is fancy, Multi-Integrated Laser Engagement System. It'll be demonstrated a few miles off the coast of Cleveland with lasers instead of bullets or other projectiles. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Robert Lanier says they won't be doing the demonstration, they'll just be watching and evaluating it.
It's not the permanent solution. We're looking to first see what the technology does, and then second, see if the technology is adequate and suitable to train our people the way they need to be trained on the Great Lakes.
Last year, Great Lakes tribes, environmentalists, anglers, and boaters protested the live fire zones. Great Lakes mayors from the U.S. and Canada joined that chorus. Great Lakes Mayor's board member Herb Bergson of Duluth is hopeful these harmless lasers will take the place of lead bullets.
It's a very, very good response to our concern of not being environmentally friendly, not being concerned about the response from the Indian community and the Canadian community. They own pieces of that lake too, and we can't be arrogant and believe that it's all ours.
The Coast Guard says this is one of several alternatives that they are considering. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.